This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Brian, listening in Virginia. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brother Hank. We know in Psalm 19 that God's handiwork is seen through creation. And, of course, we know from Romans 1 that no man will have an excuse of the knowledge of God just based on what we see through nature. However, people that never receive the gospel of Christ, does God allow exemptions when it comes to salvation?
Yeah, one of the things that the Bible makes clear in this regard is, as Paul proclaimed on Mars Hill, from one man God made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. He determines the exact time and places that they should live and did that so that men might reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. And you add to this the fact that Jesus, talking to Nicodemus, said, light came into darkness, men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, which is to say, the real problem is not that there's not enough light. The real problem is that men love darkness rather than light. And you are correct in starting with Romans chapter 1, but we can also go to Romans chapter 2 and demonstrate that not only do we have a light from without, the creation calling forth that there's a God, but we have a light from within, our conscience making clear to us that there is a God. And if we respond to the light from without and the light from within, we are told in Romans chapter 3 that we will receive the light of Christ. Now, the normative way that that happens is through one person telling another person where they found the water of life or the bread of life. But that's not the only way it can happen. It can happen supernaturally. Just as Saul was accosted on the road supernaturally, and his name became Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles, God can reach someone supernaturally, whether by a vision or a dream or in some other way. And then further add to that the fact that it's not the absence of truth that damns, it's the despising of truth that damns. It's not as though God is trying to find some technicality to keep you out of eternity or keep you out of a relationship with him. He was willing to suffer more than any man, more than the cumulative sufferings of all of humankind, so that we can be reconciled to him not only for time, but also for eternity. And that included laying prostrate in the pool of his own blood before his creation. So again, he's not looking for a technicality to keep us out of relationship with him. He did everything that we might be reconciled to him.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.